Being Myself Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Being Myself Now. We fail to look at ourselves and say who we really are. We fail to look at ourselves and be who we really are. I've been writing to a friend who is in prison, and he is here in San Diego area, and he would like to take the courses of the university, he says. He'd like to be part of us. He'd like to come and live on campus and be a monk. He'd like to come and take part in all the activities that we are doing, but he's not always sure what his role is. He feels that he knows it all already. This is what happens to many of us. We feel that we know it all already. And certainly the courses of the University of Healing are not going to change our life so much that it's going to be necessary for us to take them. This is what some people feel. And feeling that way, they have the opportunity of being part of the team or not. I wrote to this young man and suggested to him that he consider what are his values and what is it that he really wants. And I said to him, you confirm the fact that we take ourselves with us wherever we go. And that's what he said. He is the kind of person he is in prison, and he's followed by other people who like the attitudes that he has. During the Holocaust in Germany, an imprisoned Jewish psychiatrist reported that those who were good Jews under the tension of imprisonment. And those who were bad human beings, Jews, also when incarcerated in limited circumstances of the prison camp. Wherever we are, we meet and associate with people who are just like us. If we are faithless and valueless, we surround ourselves by that ilk. You obviously live among your own breed. A good man is always a good man. Smile. How great that is. I am pleased you find my philosophy and thinking harmonious with your own. I think what I think to reveal what I am inside. Happily, I am surrounded by those who think as I do, and therefore I live in a most harmonious world. Welcome aboard. As I travel the world and meet thousands of people everywhere, I am besieged by as many who find me and my philosophy a reflection of their own. This is what I expect to find. Also, as I travel the world and meet thousands of people everywhere, I find many are dilettantes in the area of sincerity and follow through to achieve what they say is their goal. They have a superficial interest in my philosophy. It is a temporary delight in the sound of my words, the impact of my terms, and the enthusiasm, me, the philosopher, revealing my concepts. I speak to these enthusiastic momentary followers of my thinking. They want to talk to me. They want to be close to me. They want the vitality of my enthusiasm and that my enthusiasm and joy boasts. However, they do not want to take the time to study and prepare themselves for the journey they proclaim they would like to take with me. I recommend that each take the courses of the University of Healing and intensively follow the program it offers, wherein the mind is illumined and expanded to utilization of the genius within. You like what you see in me, I presume, and you like what you see in the monks here in the Absolute Monastery of the University of Healing. Many people want to drop in and be part of the family, but do not want to prepare themselves through the courses of the uni for this prized condition. Everyone on campus is a graduate of our coursework and either continuing to take the coursework or have finished it. If you would like to prepare yourself for this position among us, that is the step we require each candidate to take. You are a very likable man. You're a very brilliant man. Your genius is obvious. Your character stands before you. Your integrity in living the principles we teach is what we are learning to reveal from within. When what we teach and how we live is in keeping with who you are, you may then want to be part of the family of monks in the monastery here. Meanwhile, have a lovely life in setting up your priorities and parameters. I am here to work with you, however, and whenever it pleases you, being who and what I am. This is the only walk I can ever take. That's the only way I can ever take, being myself now. I am myself now. I live myself now. I be in every way who and what I am. Oftentimes it's misunderstood. Oftentimes people try to say that that's not the truth. But the thing is, they do not realize that I, as they, are walking this path in a very definite, beautiful way. And as I walk this path, I am revealing myself more and more. If I am fully revealed, I probably wouldn't even be here to be among you. If you were fully revealed, you wouldn't be here to be among us. So we're here as a training ground, a training post, to work on this. This year we're going to be working very deeply with the stem cell program that is being revealed by science so lucidly in the newspapers, magazines, television, and every possible medium. It's an exciting adventure, and we're going to be talking a lot about it in our seminars all over the world. And we certainly will be talking a lot about it here on our Thought for Today and our other talks that we give here on the Internet. But being myself now is my condition, my situation, my joy, my choice, my determination for myself. And to be myself now, what does that mean? How do I be myself now? How do I live as myself now? How do I express as myself now? Well, it just means I have to be true to myself. I have to be a happy person doing whatever I'm doing. If I live somebody else's philosophy, I'm not being myself. If I live someone else's walk in life, I'm not being myself. If I look at other people's lives and see how beautiful they are, and then say, I only wish I were like that, then I'm not being myself. For truly, what I see in other people's lives, that's me. What I see in the world about me, that's me. So I concentrate my thought on all of the good things that I see, all of the beautiful things I see, all the wonderful things I see. And as I concentrate on all these great things that I see, then I make them mine, and I live them in my life, and I experience them in my world, and it's a wonderful, glorious experience. It's really something supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It is just so wonderful. I am so pleased. I'm so happy. I'm so filled with life and love and joy in these things. And it is so great. Now, this is what each one of us can do. This is what each one of us can be. Are you ready to experience this? Are you ready to have this? Well, if you are, then now is the time to say, it is done. Now is the time to say that I am the happiest guy in the world, and I'm being myself now. So be that. And as you are that, watch the miracles take place in your life, like they're taking place in my life, so completely, so regularly, so wonderfully. It's so great. I love you. I love you. I love you.